With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. NASA will bring stranded Boeing Starliner astronauts home on SpaceX, but not until next February.
The decision to keep Butch and Sonny aboard the International Space Station and bring the Boeing Starliner home uncrewed is a result of a commitment to safety.
Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams have been stuck since the beginning of June, thruster failures and helium leaks in the new capsule marring their trip. NASA's Jim Free.
This has not been an easy decision, but it is absolutely the right one.
NASA says its astronauts knew the risks and that SpaceX Dragon is being refitted to bring them home again in February, while Boeing Starliner attempts a September return to the New Mexico desert unmanned. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, a new wave of violence in the Mideast.
Israel has launched a series of intense airstrikes in southern Lebanon. Israeli officials call this a preemptive strike against the Hezbollah terrorist group. This strike could trigger a broader region-wide war that could torpedo efforts to forge a ceasefire in Gaza. The Israeli army says Hezbollah was planning to launch a heavy barrage of rockets and missiles toward Israel.
Andrew Stewart reporting.
All races are expected to be tight, and that's why House Speaker Mike Johnson wasted no time in heading to Las Cruces, New Mexico, to endorse former Congresswoman Yvette Harrell, a Republican from the state's 2nd Congressional District. Harrell, a Cherokee woman and the first Republican Native woman elected to Congress, is challenging Democratic Representative Gabe Vasquez, to whom she lost 2 years ago after the Democratic-controlled state legislature withdrew her district all the way back to Albuquerque. Some of the most favorable polls for Republicans had the GOP 2 seats short of the 218 districts needed to control the House, according to Border Report. Nevertheless, this hasn't stopped some GOP members, including Harrell, from remaining optimistic ahead of November. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. Democrats are less likely to be Christians. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
The Pew Research Center has been polling members of the party and has discovered that nearly half of them, 46%, identify as something other than Christian. Most of those people are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religious faith. Compare that to 82% of Republicans who identify as Christian. These rather stark numbers go a long way toward explaining the sharp differences between the two parties on social issues. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern is sounding an alarm about anti-proselytizing laws in many countries. ICC says the measures which purport to protect religious freedom are actually a way of legally persecuting Christians. Algeria, Cambodia, Malaysia, and Yemen are just a few of the nations where it's illegal for a person to discuss their faith with a person of different religion. This is SRN News. The federal government's hoping to do something about skyrocketing apartment rents.
Justice Department has filed an antitrust suit against real estate software company RealPage, accusing it of an illegal scheme that allows landlords to coordinate to hike rental prices. Now, the suit says the company is violating antitrust laws through its algorithm that landlords use to get recommended rental prices for apartments. Justice Department says the algorithm allows landlords to align their prices and avoid competition that would keep rents down. Jason Walker reporting.
Stocks rallied closer to their records after the head of the Federal Reserve finally said out loud what Wall Street's been expecting for a while. Cuts to interest rates are coming soon to help the economy. The S&P 500 rose 1.1% Friday, the Dow climbing 1.1%, and the Nasdaq jumped 1.5%. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.